It is Excellent Educators Day here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the studio, being joined on the phone now but with Laura DeMont, who works at Champlain Discovery here in the city of Pembroke. So, Laura, welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day.
Thanks, Kyle.
So, give us a bit of a background on yourself, first of all. What do you do at Champlain? I know you're involved in the kindergarten program.
I'm definitely in the kindergarten program. I'm an educational assistant at Champlain Discovery, and I've been here for about 4 years now. In a permanent position, and this is my second year in kindergarten, and I'm just loving it.
What made you decide to want to get into the whole education side of, you know, the education field, I guess, per se, and then maybe even dealing with the young ones?
Well, before I started here at Champlain, I supported children and families within the community at various organizations in the area, and I was excited at the chance to work for the board and just to see where this road could take me. So that was almost 5 years ago now, and I absolutely love what I do. I love my job. I love where I work. The little ones are busy for sure, but loads of fun. My day is fun every day.
Well, that's exciting, and obviously it takes a lot of, you know, blood, sweat, and tears to get to kind of where you're at there right now. What are some of the highs and lows with your career?
Some of the highs for sure would obviously be the kids. It's an incredible honor to work with little humans, especially because one day they're going to grow up to be big humans. And so to have a part to play in that is just absolutely incredible. We have fun every day. Every day we get to go on adventures. We get to play outside. We get to play with toys. It's just like being a kid again, and seeing the world through their eyes is pretty fun for sure. Low job. Right now, I think I speak for all educators when I say that as educators, we try our best every day to make sure that each student's needs are being met and looked after. And each student comes from a different place. So some come to school hungry, some come tired, some come fed and ready to start their day. Some come from some different home life. So our goal is to make sure that they all get the help that they need, and that we're challenging them, and that we're meeting their needs, and making sure that everybody's needs are being met and they're getting enough attention. So when you have, you know, a kindergarten class and the numbers are over 30, sometimes it can be a challenge to make sure that you're getting to every student and making sure that everybody's needs are being met and looked after. That's definitely a struggle.
Yeah, no kidding. And with that in mind, then, I mean, you have a new set of kids every year, some obviously who are, you know, in the kindergarten program for 2 years, but the ones that grow up and, you know, go on to grade one, grade two, that kind of thing. Do you find it hard to have a new group come in every single year and kind of start from scratch?
For sure. For sure, because it's teaching those routines over and over again, right? But it's also part of the job, and it's also sometimes it's hard to let those kids go, you know, as they go on to grade one and grade two, and it's sad to see them go because you've spent 2 years with them. But again, it's making those connections and those new relationships, which are also really rewarding.
Now, has there been one highlight in your career that you really want to focus on, or something that you're probably never going to forget come years down the road?
Oh my gosh, I have so many highlights, and it's always just—it's just the little things. It's the little things that they say. It's the little things that they do. It's when you get to see a child who's been struggling with something for a long time, and working with them through that, and then just being able to see them accomplish that is absolutely incredible. It's rewarding, and that's kind of what makes us do what we do every day. And watching the excitement on their face when they can accomplish that one thing that they've been working at is pretty great.
One last question for you there, Laura, before I let you go. Is there one particular maybe word of wisdom or a phrase that you would give to the next generation of educators who are maybe looking to get into the same field that you are?
The thing that I tell myself kind of every day is that they're little humans, and they're somebody's children, and I just want to ensure that they come to school and they feel loved and they feel safe and they feel that that they're welcome here and that they're wanted here. And when they feel that, that's when you kind of get to see them grow, because they have that relationship with you.
It is Excellent Educators Day here on MyFM. We've been joined on the phone by Laura DeMont, again, an education worker at Champlain Discovery Public School in the city of Pembroke. Thank you so much, Laura, for taking your time out of your busy day, and thank you for all you do.
Thanks, Kyle.